Amen. If you have your Bible, 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4, we'll begin reading at verse 8. It says, "It fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, Behold, I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passeth by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick. And it shall be, when he cometh to us, then he shall turn in thither. And it fell on a day that he came thither, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, call this Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto him, say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Wouldest thou be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among mine own people. And he said, what then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, verily, she hath no child, and her husband is old. And he said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, nay, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thine handmaid. And the woman conceived and bare a son at that season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. And when the child was grown, it fell on the day that he went out of his father's to the reapers. And he said unto his father, my head, my head. And he said to the lad, carry him to his mother. And we had taken him and brought him to his mother. He sat on her knees till noon and then died. And she said, and she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out. And she called unto her husband, said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, that I may run to the man of God and come again. And he said, wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, it shall be well. Then she saddled an ass and said to her servant, drive and go forward, slack not thy riding for me, except I bid thee. So she went and came unto the man of God to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass, when the man of God saw her afar off, he said to Gehazi, his servant, behold, yonder is that Shunammite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with thy child? And she answered, it is well. And when she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to thrust her away. And the man of God said, let her alone, for her soul is vexed within her, and the Lord hath hid it from me, and hath not told me. Then she said, did I desire a son of the Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? Then he said unto Gehazi, gird up thy loins, and take my staff in thy hand. And go thy way, and if thou meet any man, salute him not. And if any salute thee, answer him not again, and lay my staff upon the face of the child. And the mother of the child said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he arose and followed her. And Gehazi passed on before them and laid the staff upon the face of the child, but there was neither voice nor hearing. Wherefore he went again to meet him and told him, saying, the child is not awakened. And when Elisha was come into the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. And he went in therefore and shut the door upon them twain and prayed unto the Lord. And he went up and lay upon the child and put his mouth upon his mouth and his eyes upon his eyes and his hands upon his hands. And he stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. Then he returned and walked in the house to and fro, and went up and stretched himself upon him. And the child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes. And he called Gehazi and said, let's call this Shunammite. And so he called her, and when she was come in unto him, he said, take up thy son. Then she went in and fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground, took up her son, and went out. I want to preach this morning, if God will be my help. And now we preached on this on Mother's Day, I think back in 2016. Amen. 2016, and we sure do appreciate that. And we preached on it shall be well with a great woman. But I'd like to look at it from a little different perspective today, if God will be our help. And I'd like to preach on this thought, a mother's confidence and her positive attitude. a mother's confidence and her positive attitude. I won't say that always makes a difference. You can have a mother. I'm glad for mothers that's got confidence, ain't you? I'm glad that when that confidence in the Lord. We appreciate mothers with confidence. So for some reason, even little children, they know that. My little granddaughter, when she's running and playing, if she falls down, skins her knee, amen, she thinks Papa can make a glass out of sand. But praise God, when she scuffs herself, Brother Bill, she wants Grandma, amen. So she'll run to Grandma, praise God, because Grandma can make her feel better. Praise God. That's just what mothers do, praise God. They're just there to make the little ones feel better. Amen. I thank God for that. I guess that's just old gruff papaws. I pray God we're good to play with them and we're good to do things with them. I pray God we ain't good enough to make them feel better when they're hurting. But praise God, I thank God for mothers that's able to do that. A mother of confidence, praise God, and the positive attitude that they give. You know, they'll just pat them and say, oh, it's going to be all right. It's just a little boo-boo. It's a scuff. Everything will be okay. And praise God, just a second they're believing it. Hey, praise God, they can have her knee gashed open, blood running out profusely. But if Grandma said it, if Mama said it, praise God, it's going to be okay. Amen. So we see this playing out, and we see Elisha as he goes up to this little sleepy village. Praise God, as he's passing through there. And the Bible tells us that this woman comes out. Now you know the story. She wasn't able to conceive, but praise God, and she had been so good to him. He said, "What?" He asked his servant, said, "What could she use?" He said, "Well," said, "she is childless. She's barren, and her husband's an old man now. And but boy, they don't have no children." Probably she always wanted one, but just didn't have none. Amen. Praise God. You know, to spoil and raise up and nurture. But he said, the man of God told her, said, about this season, you're going to have your youngin. She said, hey, don't lie to me. Don't deceive me. He said, tell me the truth. He said, that's the truth. And about that season, praise God, she had a youngin, and that youngin grew up. And come the day, they was going out into the fields. And he said, oh, my head, something was going awry. And the father told him, told the servant, take him to his mother. The mother got him, said she sat on his lap. He sat on her lap till about noon, and the child died. Amen. Sad story, isn't it? Sad story. But ain't you glad God, I praise God, he ain't in for sad story and sad endings. God Almighty's always got a good ending, praise God, when we're trusting Him. You say, well, preacher, they still people that's living this old world. They get sick and they die. But praise God, if they're a child of God, Brother Bill, they ain't. Praise God, death don't hurt them. They rise above the death. They rise above the anguish and the heartache. And they come out a-shouting and a-praising God in the portals of glory. Amen. Praise His holy name. So we see, and the Bible says in verse 26, the man of God, Elisha, he tells Gehazi, he said, run now, I pray thee, and meet her, and say unto her, is it well with thee? And I want you to notice these three questions the man of God asked her. The man of God tells Gehazi, he said, you go to her, and said, "You ask, is it well with thee? Amen. I pray God, I wonder if God asked you today, mothers, is it well with thee? What would you have to say? You say, well, okay, I'm a doing okay. Things ain't as good as they could be, but praise God, I'm all right. Well, what about your soul? What about that belongs to God, praise God, that God requires of you? What about your soul? That person, that saint, a saintly person, is it in you, praise God? Is it prevalent? He said, how is it with thee? How is it with your heart? Do you love the Lord this morning? Are you looking for His appearing? Are you excited about His coming? Amen. Praise God. An old proverbial, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. But I want to say praise be to God. Death shouldn't be something that would hold us back or hinder us. It ought to be something that we count as a graduation day. Praise God. We want to hang out here with our loved ones as long as we can. Praise His holy name. But glory to hallelujah. When He calls us home, boy, it'd be good to get over there. There'll never be no more sorrow over there. Praise God. On the other side. I'm glad there's the other side to this, ain't you? Amen. Amen. So He asked a question, says it well with thee? Amen. Has spiritual things. Is it okay with thee? Amen. And then he asked the question, said, is it well with thy husband? Amen. He said, how's your husband doing? He said, well, he's not behaving good all the time. He acts up sometimes. Amen. Say amen right there, ladies. He don't always behave the way he ought to. Don't always do the things he ought to do. Don't always say the things he ought to say. But how is it with his soul? Amen. You say, well, you know, he could use some help. But I wonder, are we a help to him? Praise God, the Bible said he put the ladies here to be a help meet to her husband. That would encourage him and lift him up. Praise God, he can sit at the gate and do the business. And praise God, you can make him look good. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Now, that takes a lot of work. Amen. Look around the auditorium this morning. Amen. Praise God. Making us look good. Praise the Lord. Hey, if I was left to dress myself, I ain't no telling what I'd look like when I come in here. Amen. Miss Teresa, she'll pick it out and lay it out for us. I said, well, I don't know if that. She said, that just trust me. Amen. I said, okay, honey, if you say so. But how is it? How is it with your husband? How is it with that spouse? How is it with that person that lives with you? Amen. That better hive. Praise God. Amen. And then you ask the question, said, is it well with the child? How's your children doing? Amen. How's it? Hey, praise God. He wasn't talking about just physically. I pray God, he was talking about spiritually. He said, how's those young'uns are doing? How are they coming along in the nurture and admonition, Lord? How's that going for you? I pray God, what are you seeing happening down at your house? I pray God, in the children and the grandchildren, what are they seeing down there? Are they being encouraged? Are you being an encouragement, praise God? Are you showing them your confidence, praise the Lord? I pray God, are you giving them that positive attitude? I want to tell you something, young'uns. Listen, mothers, praise God, our young'uns need a positive attitude. There's enough negativity in this world to go around tenfold. But they need a positive attitude from you. They need positive persuasion from the Lord. They need confidence from mama or papa. They need confidence, praise God, from mama that everything's going to be okay. That we can give them that assurance. And he asked them these three questions. He says, is everything okay? If you ask a question, if for the mama, the wife, the grandma, praise God, the husband, the papa, the children, praise God, the grandchildren, are they okay? What would we say today? I said, oh, goodness, Lord, help us. But notice what she says. And she answered, it is well. Amen. Glory to God. What a confidence she had. Not in herself. I pray God, not in the people around her, but in her God. Amen. Praise God. She had confidence that there was a God of heaven, praise God, that was able to overcome all of her obstacles. Listen, mama, today, there may be a lot of obstacles in front of you, a lot of things that you don't understand. But praise God, just keep a looking up and praising God. And one day, God will make the difference, praise God. He'll bring you through that. Amen. She was a mother with confidence, mother of confidence. She was a mother that could answer to the affirmative, praise God. Everything's okay. Now, she just carried her little old young'un. Amen. Must have been still small enough where she could tote him. But you know what? I will tell you this. It don't matter how big they get, praise God. Amen. If they need something, mama find a way. Amen. Praise God. She'll get them, carry them, whatever she needs to do to get them where they need to be. Praise God. It seems like sometimes God puts a superhuman strength in mamas. Amen. I've seen it, praise God. My little old mama ain't big as a minute. But praise God, I've seen her do things that you'd never, things that grown men couldn't do. Amen. Because God was with her. I mean, so she was able to answer to the affirmative. And you know, see, why was that, Pastor? Because she had a high regard for spiritual things. Amen. It's time we had a high regard for spiritual things. Verse number 9, she said unto her husband, behold now. Now she gets her husband. Now you see this picture. She gets all of her husband. She says, hey, behold now. She said, pay attention. I want to tell you something. Amen. She said, behold now, I perceive that this is a holy man of God. Amen. They said, this is God's man. He's coming through, praise God, he's visiting, and this is God's man, which passes by us continually. Amen. So she said, hey, she regarded the spiritual things of God, the spiritual things in a high standard. She said, this is God's man. This is the man of God. Amen. You know, it's time that we started regarding the high spiritual things of God. Praise God, putting them back where they ought to be. Realizing, praise God, we got to loved ones, we got family members, we got our church family. Praise God, we're saying, you know what? This is a child of God. It's time that we act and react like we belong to Him. Amen. Praise God that we're His, praise the Lord. She had a high regard for spiritual things. Amen. She had a hospitality to her. Praise God. A hospitality. Amen. The Bible said that she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither. I think it was something about that place at old Ashalach. He said, I believe they was a fellowship, not just with these folks, praise God, but a fellowship with the Lord that was in that house. Amen. He could tell the difference. It wasn't like any other place. It wasn't just any other place. It was a place where God Almighty was welcome, where there was a spirit, praise God, a stirring of revival in His people. It gave her that spirit, that hospitable spirit. She wanted to share, praise God, with somebody else. Amen. She wanted to honor that man of God. Amen. Praise God. You know, it's a blessing to be able to want to honor someone else. I'll never forget it. From the time I was a little old bitty feller till the time I was grown, I could go to my grandma Massey's any day of the hour, any day of the day, any hour of the day, or any hour of the night. Praise God! And she was there, and she would get up, and you wouldn't leave till she fed you something. Amen. She had a hospitable spirit, praise God. She would honor you, praise God. She would honor you with your presence. And she would take care of you. She'd feed you. That's just the way it used to be. What's happened to us in America? Amen. It's not like that. Nor we shut the door. We'll go out and stand on the porch, talk to somebody, because we don't want to invite them in. They might want a snack. I'd have to fix it. Honey, take that preacher out when he comes up. He's coming up the driveway. Take him on the back porch and talk to him. Better still lock the door, man. Pretend like we're not home. Maybe he'll go on, won't bother us. Say, preachers, that happened. It happens more than you know. Amen. I praise God. I don't have that hospitable spirit. Don't honor one another. Amen. Don't encourage each other. I don't long to have the fellowship of the brothers and sisters in Christ. If we don't have that, something's missing. Amen. We ought to have that hospitable spirit. We ought to honor God's people. We ought to honor God's man. She did that. In verse 10, she said, let us make a little chamber. Amen. A special little place. I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Not only that she had honored a prophet of God, but she had a liberal spirit. Now, I can just see them. They may have not had a whole lot, praise God, to give, but they was willing to give with a liberal spirit. That's a giving spirit. Now, I want to say that word don't mean the same today that it used to. It don't mean the same thing as it did in the Bible. Today, the liberals want to take everything that somebody's got and give it to somebody else, and they won't spare a penny. But praise God, I want to say glory, hallelujah. I believe this little old mama, praise God, she seen that man of God. She recognized the man of God. She recognized the power of God. And she said, we got to do something for this man. Amen. So with the liberal spirit, praise God, she said, honey, we need to do something for him. Amen. I just feel motivated. I just feel like we need to do something for this man of God. So she began to set him up a little place. Can you see this? Maybe in a little corner of their house, maybe not a great big house, or maybe a little cabin, maybe just a little old shack. But over there is a little space set up on the corner. They made him a little old cot, a little place to sleep. I put him out a table and a stool and a candlestick. And when he come by that evening, praise God, she said, sir, look here. He said, I got to think about you, and I just wanted to do this for you. We just appreciate you so much. I want you to have your own little space where you can take time, praise God, and you can pray and seek God's face. And maybe if you would just pray a little prayer for us while you're there. And boy, I just appreciate that so much. Amen. Praise God. Can you see it? Amen. A woman, a mother with confidence in the Lord. Notice her deeds. The Bible says she built the prophet a home. Amen. She built him a place where he could feel welcome. Amen. Bible said Jesus had no place to lay his head. Maybe that little old prophet was going here to there, yonder. They didn't have Motel 6 along the way like they do now. They didn't have places where you could check in, have all the comforts of home. So this little mother, praise God, in her deeds, she built this man a place that felt like home. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for mamas today. Praise Lord. That'll build us a place that feels like home. Amen. Amen. Praise. Pray. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. But this little mother, see, she had confidence, praise God, because she was content with what she had. Amen. She was content. He said, what? Elisha asked, what do you need? What can we do for you? You want us to talk to the king for you? You want me to talk to the Lord of hosts for you? What do you need us to do? She said, I don't need nothing, praise God. She said, glory, hallelujah. She just looked around her room, looked around her family, praise God, and she said, I'm content with what I have. Amen. We're living in a world that ain't content with nothing. Amen. The more we get, the more we want. And praise God, just said this little old mother was content, praise God. And she's not only my content, said, I want to make you a little praise God. I want to make you a place of comfort. Praise the Lord. So she made him a little place. Amen. And it amazes me the influence she had on her husband. I got the hold of that yesterday morning. Bible had me a spell. She said, honey, I want you to listen to me just a minute. Amen. She had influence on her husband, and he cooperated with her. I'm going to wonder, ladies, do we have enough influence with our husband that he'll cooperate with us? Amen. I'd say, oh, me. But the Bible tells us here, she said, let us make him a little chamber and pray thee on the wall, and then set us up for him there a bed and a table and a stool. And it shall be, when he cometh to us, he shall turn in thither. And the Bible says in verse 11, and he fell on the day that he came thither, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. Amen. She had influence on her husband, praise God. She said, I think it's just what we need to do. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you know, women just supposed to be quiet. They're not supposed to say nothing. I won't say, praise God, the church wouldn't exist if it wasn't for women, praise God, that was willing to stand up and make her voices heard. Amen. Hey, they ain't supposed to try to override. I know they're supposed to be in subjection to husband. I understand all that. But praise God, we ought to stand up for what's right. We ought to stand up for God Almighty. We ought to stand up for truth. We ought to stand up for the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. We ought to stand up for all the principles that God has bestowed upon us. Praise God, I believe this little woman, she had influence with her husband because she stood for the principles of God. When the whole world and the society was trying to tear them down, said, why don't you follow these idols? Why don't you go with these other gods? They said, there is no God. Amen. But that's why that little mother had influence her husband. She said, hey, listen, said, let's just go with God. Let's just trust the Lord. I said, I think the Lord would be pleased if we done this little deed for this man of God. Amen. So I can see him as he goes out. Amen, just nods his head, goes out, praise God, and gets his carpenter tools. Amen, comes in there with an arm full of wood and goes to building. Amen, praise God, over there in a corner, praise God, lays it out. And before you know it, with the help of God, they've made a place for the man of God. Praise God, so the God of the man could be honored and given glory. Praise the old name. Amen, not only was she had confidence in her husband, but she had was confident in her prayer life. Amen. She comes to Elisha, her husband, her son has died, and she comes to Elisha, verse 27. And she said, and when she came to the man of God on the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to thrust her away. Amen. She done got a hold of Elisha. She done fell and grabbed him by the feet, began to pray, make supplication before God. Amen. And the man of God said, let her alone, for the soul, her soul is vexed within her, and the Lord hath hid it from me and hath not told me. Praise God. She was persistent in her prayer life. Amen. She was crying out to God. She was trusting in the Lord. I'll tell you, if there's anything that we ever need, we preach on Wednesday night, we need to be persistent in our prayer lives. Ladies, we need to find us a place and pray. Don't you count on your sorry, no account husband to pray for you. Amen. Amen. You say, preacher, that's pretty hard on us men, praise God, but sometimes we need to be hard on us. Amen, praise God. We don't pray like we ought to. I said that Wednesday night. I'm ashamed of it. I said, we don't pray like we ought to. Amen. We need your help. You pray for us, praise God, that we can do better. Amen. Don't you give up. Don't you give up on the Lord, praise God. You keep praying. Her persistence in prayer made a difference. I want to say, praise God, listen, your persistence. You say, well, preacher, I prayed and prayed. I just don't seem like I get it. Just keep praying, believing, praise God. Amen. Be persistent in your prayer. I'm talking about bombarding heaven, praise God, every day with every object. Amen. Praise the Lord. God Almighty hears and He answers prayers. Amen. Praise God. So she began to pray. She said, her soul is vexed within her. Lord, had hid it from me. Amen. And she said, hey, listen, said she said, then she said, did I desire a son of the Lord? She said, well, I desired, was I looking for a son? She said, no, I done come to a place of not expecting it. And said, so I said, do you? He said, don't lie to me. Don't deceive me. Amen. And you gave, but praise God. He said, then I received the son. Elisha says to her, he said to Gehazi, he said, gird up thy loins. Now he said, take your robe. Amen. He said, I'll need you to go quick, fast, in a hurry. He said, take and gird up your robe. Take it, put it in your belt, put it in your sash so you can move quickly. Praise God. He said, I want you to take my staff, and I want you to go down there to the house, and I want you to lay it on his. Now, I got to looking at this, praise God. She never does tell him what's going on. Who told Elisha, praise God? God did. Amen. He said, how is it with thee? He said, oh, I'm good. How is your husband? So we're good. How's your son? Praise God. Oh, he's well. Amen. Confidence, praise God. An affirmative, positive attitude. Amen. She fell down. She said, hey, listen. Said, I told you not to deceive me. Amen. Don't give me something I can't have. And he said, gird up thy loins and take my staff in thine hand and go thy way. And if thou meet any man, salute him not. If any salute thee. You know what he says? He said, Gehazi, listen, I ain't no time for chit-chat. I ain't no time for being friendly along the way. He said, you take my staff. And said, you go down there, praise God, to where that little old young'un is, praise God, and you take it and you lay it on his face. He said, preacher, I don't understand. It's a long time. I didn't understand what they was talking about here. He said, what good did that do? I want to tell you that he said that the Lord Jesus Christ, He is our staff, our shepherd. He has a staff, praise God. He has a staff, praise God, that can do miracles. He used it in Exodus, praise God. Moses used the staff, praise the Lord, to open and part the seas so it could go across on dry land. The staff, praise God, has the power, amen, to do what needs to be done. God Almighty then gave it to Elisha. Now, Elisha was a praying, you know the story. He was a following Elijah. And Elijah said, why don't you stay here? He said, I'm going with you. And he said, what would you when I'm gone? He said, hey, listen. He said, I want a twice of your spirit. I want two times, praise God, what you got with God. He said, I've seen what you've got and I like it. I'd like to have twice as much as what you got. You say, he was pretty greedy. No, praise God, he was pretty smart. Amen. Bible says Elijah done 20 or 16 miracles. Elisha done 32. Amen. God invested with twice the spirit. So Elisha tells Gehazi, he said, take that. He said, take my staff and go there and lay it on the child's face. Praise God that he might revive. Amen. But now notice this. He said, thy hand and go thy way, and if thy meet you, it shall slow not. And he said, if any salute thee, answer them not again, and lay the staff upon the face of the child. But now watch this little mama. She says in verse 30, the mother child said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he arose and followed her. Amen. She said, hey, listen, say, I'm not going to leave you, pray. I'm going to stay with you. I know that you have the answer. I know that you serve God. I know that you have power in you from the Lord. Amen. Now who knows if she would have had faith to believe that staff could have laid on there and God through that staff could have brought her son to life. Amen. That staff alone, praise God, could have done the job. But God Almighty, because He's God, He wanted to make a statement with this. Amen? So the Bible says that Gehazi, he passed on before them and laid the staff upon the face of the child, and there was neither voice nor hearing. Amen. In other words, he didn't stir and revive. Amen. It didn't do anything. He said, wherefore he went again to meet him and told him, saying, the child is not awaked. Amen. So here he goes back, and that mother said, well, if you're not going with me, I'm just going to stay here with you. He said, okay, well, let's go. And so they start heading around. He's done running down the road. He's took the staff. He's laid it on the child's face. The child's not revived. So he heads back to the man of God. He says, okay. I can see him as he feels around his nose, listens to it, and he don't hear nothing. Nothing happens. So he says, I run back to the man of God, tell him what's going on. And he meets Elisha, and he meets this Shunammite woman as they're coming down the road toward the house. He said, hey, lie later. There's no voice. There's no breath. There's nothing happened. He's not been awakened. And so the man of God, he says, okay. And when Elisha was coming to the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. It don't say he was sleeping, he was swooning. Praise God, he was dead. He was dead, laying upon his bed. He said he went up and he lay upon the child, put his mouth upon his mouth, his eyes upon his eyes. Amen. But he says before he did that, said he went in therefore, verse 33, and shut the door upon them twain, those two. So Elisha said, hey, listen, I'm not going to have any disturbance. There's not going to be any interference. He said, I'm going to talk to God about this. Sometimes, praise God, we just got to get along with God and talk to God about it. Amen. He's the only one that can do anything about it anyway. Amen. So he said they got there, just them two, and he prayed and he talked to God about it. God's the only one that can restore life. Amen. God's the only one that can give life. He alone, praise God, has the power to do that. And said he went up and lay upon the child. He put his mouth upon his mouth, his eyes upon his eyes, his hands upon his hands. And he stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. Amen. Now this would be contrary to what God's law would say, because if you touch a dead body, then you're defiled. And it'd be hard to do anything for God, praise God, if you're dead. But I won't say God is big enough. God, praise God, he can defy his own law. Amen. God Almighty can move, praise God, upon that thing that needs to be done, praise, even for His glory. God will get glory out of everything. Amen. Because He is God. He said He laid upon Him, praise God, and the child began to wax warm. He said then He returned and walked in the house to and fro. I can see old Elijah, praise God, he's marching up and down through the kitchen, through the living room, praise God. He's just a praying and a talking to God. Everybody's a looking, trying to figure out what's going on, so that don't seem like they're getting much results. But praise God, the old man of God, he's a praying, he's a talking, he's an anguishing with God on behalf of this family, praise God. He said he walked to the house to and fro and went up and stretched himself upon him. Amen. So he keeps talking to God, keeps talking to God, keeps believing, praise God. Now, like I said, I believe that little mother had faith to believe that rod could have probably done the job. I mean, how do you know? Because there was a certain centurion that had a servant that was sick nigh to death. Amen. The Lord said, well, I'll go down here. He said, I said, I'm not worthy of that. He said, I've got men that's under me, and I say to this one, go, and he goes, and another, go, and he goes. And praise God, all you got to do is speak. He said, if you'll just say it, praise God, my servant will be well. Amen. Praise God. Jesus said, I've never seen such faith as this, praise God. He said, so be it unto thee, even thou believeth. Praise God, he went back home, praise God, and that servant was better. Amen. I tell you, faith makes a big difference. Praise God. Faith makes all the difference in the world, praise God. When we believe it, God's able to do, praise the Lord, what he's able to do. Amen. And the Bible said the child sneezed 7 times and the child opened his eyes. Now, that 7 times, have you know the Bible speaks in Revelation chapter 5 that he talks about the 7 spirits of God. Now get a hold of this. You'll go out here shouting, praise God. The 7 spirits of God, amen, that God sends to me and you who believe, amen. I believe it was a sneeze here for each one of them. Amen. Praise God. The Spirit had done left out of it. Praise God Almighty. Hey, God Almighty moved upon that little old young'un in behalf of that Shunammite. But because Elisha prayed, praise God, believing in faith, and the 7 spirits of God, it moved back in, and it stirred in that young'un. It energized, praise God, and it revived him, praise the Lord. Amen. The 7-fold Spirit of God, praise the Lord, it moved into his body for God's glory. The 7 spirits of God. Amen. And he called Gehazi. And he said, call this Shunammite. Said, so he called her, and when she was come in unto him, he said, take up thy son. Amen. Can you imagine that? She's down in the living room. Praise God. He goes up to her. And that little old boy, he revives. Praise God. She calls him. He's eyes. He said, "Hey," said, "call that Shunammite woman." He calls her there, and she comes in there. Realize Pam says, he says, "Take up thy son." Praise God. Boy, I see she looks over there. And little old Johnny. Praise God. He's sitting there on the bed, looking around like nothing ever happened. Amen, glory, hallelujah. And the Bible said, then she went in and fell at his feet. She went and she said, "Oh, praise God, praise God, praise God. God Almighty delivers again. God Almighty's moved upon the scene. God touched my family just like he promised he would. God's never left me. He's never forsook me. He's always true. He's always powerful. He's always come through for me. Praise God. God delivers again." Amen. She comes through there shouting and praising and giving God glory. And she gathers up that little old boy. She took up her son and she went out. Amen. I can see her. She gets him up. Boy, she loves him. She squeezes him up into her bosom. Amen. Praise God. She's a thanking and a praising God for his mercy and his grace and his goodness. Hey, praise God. She's a shouting. Probably just about squeezed that little old boy to death again. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't it amazing how we grab them up and love on them, praise God, when God does a miracle in their lives, when God touches them, praise God. Amen. Because their faith, praise the Lord. The mother's faith, her prayers was answered. Amen. Because of her confidence in the Lord, because of her positive attitude. He said, "How is it with you?" He says, "Praise God, all's well. Everything's okay. Everything's going to be okay. Because the God I serve is able to do all things." I come out here to tell you, praise God, need some help down at the house. Amen. Let me say, youngins, listen, ladies, it's not wrong to ask God for help. Amen. He likes it when we do. God he actually likes it when we come to him with our petitions. Amen. Before his face. Praise the Lord. So this mother's prayer brought success. Amen. Elisha calls this woman, he calls her great. He said, "It fell on the day that Elisha passed by Shunem, where was a great woman." Amen. He said, "What made her so great?" She trusted in the Lord. Amen. She trusted in the Lord. She had confidence in the Lord. She had a positive attitude toward God. Amen. Everything that she does here, praise God, it was for God's glory. Amen. From setting up house for, praise God, an apartment for this little old prophet. Amen. To talking to her husband, to raising her children. It was for God's glory. Amen. And she wasn't taking no for an answer from the God of heaven, praise God. She said, "I'm not up for disappointment, praise God. I'm up for a blessing." Amen. Praise God. Listen to that, ladies. We ought to say, "You know what? I'm not up for disappointment today. Praise God. I'm in this for a blessing." Amen. I'm just going to keep a positive attitude. I'm going to keep an attitude of praise and giving God glory. A positive attitude, a confidence in Jesus Christ, my Savior, because he's made me some exceeding great and precious promises, and he won't renege on any of them because he is God. Amen. We serve a perfect Savior today, amen, who's able to do all things and do them well when we put our faith and trust in him. Amen. It may not always play out exactly the way we would like for it to, but we don't know God's plan, but he does. Amen. In his sovereignty, in his will, praise God, all things work together for good of them, of those who are called according to his purpose. Amen. Called for God's glory in their lives in which we live. Praise his holy name. A confidence. What we need today, ladies, is just a calm confidence in the Lord. Can't put it in man or humanity or anything in this world. But we can have confidence, faith in the Lord in this world. And have that positive attitude of just looking for the Lord in everything that we do. That God Almighty is able to do all things well.